This week on Lake Effect, we've heard from the City of Milwaukee mayoral candidates and the Milwaukee County executive candidates. Today, we turn to the statewide race for Supreme Court Justice. Two people are battling for the 10-year term, conservative incumbent Daniel Kelly and Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jill Karofsky. The race is nonpartisan, but Karofsky is supported by Democrats. The April 7th election will go on as planned, despite calls for a delay amid concerns about the spread of coronavirus. WUWM's Marty Michelson spoke to both candidates about how the pandemic has impacted the race. Karofsky starts by explaining how her approach to campaigning has changed.
We are not doing any in-person events. We are taking our campaign entirely virtual. We are doing things by text, by phone call, by social media. We have been up on TV now for over a week, and we are going to continue to stay up on TV as much as we can. And we're just going to continue to do the work that we need to do. We're going to run all the way through that April 7th finish line, just like we had always planned to do. We just are going to do it in a way that is different than what we had planned, but we need to be nimble, and we need to adapt, and we need to make sure that we're caring for everyone around us because we truly are all in this together.
What issues are you talking about with voters?
We're continuing to talk about corruption on the state Supreme Court. We're continuing to talk about my experience as being the only person in this race who's in a trial court. I truly see every day, and I'm seeing every day, how these cases impact real people's lives. They're not an esoteric exercise. Look, I spent yesterday morning in court trying to figure out bail hearings of people who were in custody and trying to make the right decision regarding their custody status. It impacts victims. It impacts defendants. It impacts members of our community. And that is the kind of judge that I have been, someone who has seen the front line, see how the law impacts real people, and I have a long track record of following the rule of law. We're also talking about my experience as a prosecutor, making sure that the rights of all individuals are protected, and we're talking about my experience as a victim advocate, someone who has worked hard for people in this state whose voice needs to always be heard in a criminal case.
Is it hard to get people to pay attention to this race when coronavirus is getting so much attention?
Coronavirus is certainly getting a lot of attention. That is undoubtedly true. However, people have been excited. They are excited about our race. They understand our message. They're excited about our message. They understand why this race is so important, that this is a 10-year term on our Supreme Court. And they are concerned about the way that my opponent has been on the court, that he is someone who has had an agenda. They are concerned about that, and they want to make a change.
You mentioned that you're talking with voters about corruption on the court, and you mentioned that your opponent has had an agenda on the court. Could you elaborate on where those assertions are coming from?
Sure. What you have in Dan Kelly, my opponent, is someone who, first of all, was appointed to the court by Scott Walker with the thinnest of resumes. He had no experience ever being a judge when Scott Walker appointed him to the state Supreme Court. But Scott Walker knew that by appointing Dan Kelly to the court, he would be appointing someone who shared his right-wing agenda. And since Dan Kelly has been on the court, he has followed that agenda to a T. Every single time he has had the opportunity to rule in favor of right-wing special interests, he has done so. He was asked in a debate in November of 2019 to give an example of an opinion which he had been a part of when the Supreme Court had ruled against his political or his personal interests, and he wasn't able to do so. All of that is corruption.
What got you interested in the law in the first place?
I'm born and raised in Wisconsin. I grew up in South Central Wisconsin. And when I was growing up, my mom was mayor of my small city. She was one of the first women mayors in the history of Wisconsin. And I saw my mom do things like bring emergency medical service into my town. And she brought buses in so folks would have access to public transportation. And I was so proud of the work that my mom had done that when I was only 10 years old, I walked into the courtroom, a courtroom for the very first time. I hired my own lawyer, and I changed my middle name so I could be named after her. So when people walk in the voting booth and they see Jill J. Karofsky on the ballot, that J is for my mom, Judy or Judith. So watching her, I always knew that public service was going to be something that was something that I wanted to be part of. I wanted to help people in my community. And I decided to go to law school. And after law school, I was able to work in the prosecutor's office, the local prosecutor's office here. And I was able to help women and children and people in need with their cases. And that was something that was personally gratifying to me, but also a way that I felt I could have an impact on the world around me, which was always very, very important to me.
What excites you about the job of Supreme Court Justice?
What excites me about the job of Supreme Court Justice is that this is the court in the state that has the final word on issues of statewide impact for the people of the state of Wisconsin. And it's not just statewide impact at the moment that the case is decided, but these cases have legs. They impact this state for years and years after any decision is made. And I think that with my experience, with my values, with the toughness that I'm bringing to this race, that I have a tremendous amount to offer to the state Supreme Court.
What are some of the lower profile but important aspects of the job?
Well, some of the things some people don't realize is that the Supreme Court is the administrator for the third branch of government, right? They're the administrator for the entire judicial branch. And one of the things that I have always been involved in from the shortly after law school, I was a trainer of police officers, and then I was did a lot of training of I've trained police officers, I've trained lawyers, I've trained judges, I've trained victim advocates, I've taught a class at the law school. I've been very involved in adult education, especially in the legal world and in the area of criminal law mostly, but also other areas as well. And what the Supreme Court does is they are in charge of judicial education for the state. So educating all the judges in the state of Wisconsin. And I think that that is hugely important, both the methodology of how you teach adults and the subject matter of what we ought to be teaching judges today.
That was Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jill Karofsky. She's a candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. She spoke with WUWM's Marty Michelson. Marty also spoke to the incumbent in the race, Justice Daniel Kelly. The race is nonpartisan, but Kelly is supported by Republicans. He was appointed to the bench by former Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2016. Their conversation starts with how the coronavirus has affected the race and changed his campaigning efforts.
It's actually changed it pretty significantly. You know, a couple of weeks ago, our calendar was full of events and folks to talk with between now and the election. And now it's pretty much empty. Everything has moved online. And so we're trying to figure out how we can best reach the people of Wisconsin without actually being able to go out and actually meet with them, talk with them. So it's pretty much an online effort at this point. So we're doing this through social media, through phone calls, virtual town halls. We're always looking for new ways that we can spread our message of constitutional faithfulness all across the state. But it's every day seems like it's a new day. We want to make sure that our volunteers are not putting themselves at risk. And we want to make sure that people in Wisconsin are not putting at risk through the campaign's efforts. And so we are taking every precaution we can, but still looking for new and innovative ways to get our message of constitutional faithfulness all over the state.
Is it hard to get people to pay attention to this race when coronavirus is getting so much attention?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've taken a look at the news sites, as I'm sure most everyone else has too, and everything is all about coronavirus. You know, it seems to be filling the airwaves. It's all over the websites. And so, you know, that is a matter of obviously immediate concern to everyone in the state and really around the world. So that's understandably taking up their attention. But we do have an election coming up, and we need to make sure that take a little bit of time to consider who they want on their Supreme Court for the next 10 years. So it's a pretty significant decision to make. And I'm confident, though, that, that our fellow Wisconsinites will turn to this and put in the thought and the effort necessary to make a good and intelligent choice. I have no doubt that they're going to be able to do that.
What issues are you talking about with voters?
Yeah, it's really about the proper understanding of the relationship between the people of Wisconsin and the governments that they create and maintain. So my understanding is that all of the authority to create and maintain governments belongs to the people of Wisconsin. They don't give it away. They don't sell it. They don't alienate it in any way. And yet, I exercise some of their authority on their behalf. And that's because they've loaned it to me. Right? So they created their constitution, and in that constitution, they have loaned some of their native authority to me to exercise on their behalf. And so we talk about what the nature of that authority is and how that gets exercised in deciding the cases that come before us.
What got you interested in the law in the first place?
Well, that was way back when I was in seventh grade. I knew way back then that I wanted to be a lawyer. And I think there's really there's two parts to that. One was I was one of seven children. And if you know anything about big families, you know, there's always the concern that that you be treated equally. And I learned as I was growing up that having clear rules about how you treat each other was very helpful in that. And so I just learned that as a natural part of being part of a large family. But I also got it from my folks. So as I watched the way they conducted themselves, how they interacted with society, I saw in them a deep commitment to justice and the rule of law. And so I think I came to appreciate that through what my parents were teaching me in the way that they lived their lives. And then, you know, it grew from there. I fell in love with the law, and it has been a delight to me for my entire career to be able to serve in that capacity.
What excites you about the job of Supreme Court Justice?
I think it's two things. First, it's the nature of the job itself. And then secondly, it's the nature of the people that I serve. So the nature of the job really is a distillation of my very favorite parts of the practice of law. So when I was in practice, the things that I enjoyed the most were researching, writing, and oral arguments. And now that I've come to the court, that's essentially the role of a Supreme Court justice. You research the law deeply, you talk about it with your colleagues comprehensively, and then you write about the law with precision and clarity. And that's what we do, and I love that just as a functional matter. But then it's been the honor of a lifetime to serve in that capacity because of the people that I serve.
What are some of the lower profile but important aspects of the job?
It kind of goes back a little bit to your question earlier. It has to do with the love of the law. You know, when I was going through the appointment process, one of my good friends said, now, Dan, are you sure you want to do this? And I looked at him quizzically. Well, I think so, yes. I said, why do you ask? He says, well, think about what your day's going to look like. You've got to be in chambers all day long by yourself, and you're going to be reading cases, and you're going to be writing opinions, and that's it. That's going to be your days. And I looked at him, I said, yeah, that's kind of why I'd like to do this. So it has to do with that just love of the law, of the scholarship that goes into it, of the intellectual challenge that it is, working with your colleagues to make sure that the decisions we come to are decisions that are commanded by the law, and that we do so accurately, and we do so in a way that maintains the rule of law, which is what lies at the very foundation of civilization.
Justice Daniel Kelly is the incumbent running for state Supreme Court. He spoke with WUWM's Marty Michelson. You can hear the full conversation and Marty's conversation with candidate Judge Jill Karofsky at WUWM.com.